It's a Broadway romance, an evening of, I guess, mushy songs, Broadway songs, and songs from the American Songbook, which are coming up. But before you're getting to that, Ryan Haskins, we've got a little business to clear up: educating our city's youth.
Yes, a part of our mission at the Symphony, of course, a huge percentage of it, in fact, is education. We put on our second large kids program throughout the year. We put on two, and this is the second one. Second installment here this morning, 9:30 this morning. And we're have about, 2,400 fourth graders, many of whom never been to the Orpheum before, which is really exciting. We put on about an hour program, includes Peter and the Wolf, and great music to introduce them to the orchestra and the sounds of a live symphony. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of them will have never been seated in front of a live symphony before. And just hearing the sound, I mean, you can hear orchestral music on the radio, mm-hmm. and it's completely different than when mm-hmm. you're actually sitting there and you can actually feel the music.
Yeah, it's a true kind of sonic kind of experience, I suppose. But it's, you know, it's them coming in and seeing their faces, not just for the orchestra, but just the Orpheum itself. Some of them never, you know,
right.
The questions everyone always talks about, but the little girl walking in and said, "Does a king live here?" but it's fun, you know. It's all part of the experience, and that's the idea: to create an experience where they remember it for the rest of their life,
and they want to come back. Maybe
it's when generating appreciation.
Exactly.
That's what's so important.
Now, are they just Metro kids, or they come from further out?
Pretty much. I mean, most Sioux City, the district here, and then we do have some from South Sioux and the surrounding communities, but we do a great job, and sometimes we even do homeschool groups as well. So we stretch into a lot of the different aspects of the educational system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now we're here mainly to talk about the concert, which is Saturday night, which is February 14th, which is, of course, Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And a Broadway romance with Ashley Brown.
Yeah. Ashley is an incredible performer. She created the title role of Mary Poppins on Broadway was created for Ashley.
Oh, wow.
She is it. That she was the very first one. There's was one in London and a couple other places, and of course the touring, but the character was developed for Ashley and her voice, and it's a huge thing to have her here. She's a huge celebrity from the Broadway stage. But, you know, it doesn't stop at Mary Poppins. I mean, there are several different shows that she's known for, and Beauty and the Beast, and the list, I mean, it's pretty extensive. But classically trained in Cincinnati at the Conservatory of Music in Cincinnati, does this, and just released an album that sort of features these types of tunes that we're going to present on the concert on Saturday.
Well, let's talk about some of the program or some of the song. Now there's all sort of different parts of the American song.
Yeah, it's a mix. I mean, at the heart of it, isn't that nice? At the heart of it, you know, it all surrounds love and all things good. I think that was the program title we had a couple of years ago, but but it really does. You know, when I first thought, are we going to be able to fill, you know, a proper amount of time for a whole concert around this theme? Well, we certainly have done that. We could have probably done it twice. I personally never knew there was so much repertoire within the American song. You know, you think Sinatra and you think back, okay, yeah, all right, I can see the couple of these
tunes. Yeah, they start to stack up,
and
I'm sure.
If I Were a Bell and, you know, Whirl on a String and these kind of fun, kind of, you know, groovy, jazzy types of works. She does them so well. But at this, you know, in a minute's time, she could be switching over to The Little Mermaid or Snow White. The night is going to be fast-paced, fast-moving, but she's a great entertainer, engages with an audience in an incredible way. So the audience is going to feel like they're part of the entire evening.
Now, she tends to work at Broadway, but has she been doing a lot of, been out touring like this a lot recently?
She works with orchestras. You know, she does smaller productions with, you know, maybe a jazz combo or a jazz band. But she does perform with symphony orchestras, Atlanta. I think she's been in Pittsburgh and out west as well. So this is not anything, you know, that she's not used to. It takes a special performer to be able to make that change and make that smooth transition between the two worlds and bring them together to make, and you know, bring the Broadway aspect and still be able to battle with the beast that is the orchestra. So it's a great collaboration. Really looking forward to it.
Now you're going to be dealing with some instrumentation changes. You've got a jazz combo also coming in.
Yeah, I mean the basic setup. So you know when you normally come to the symphony, you see strings in front, woodwinds, brass, percussion. But in this case, we have this home hub in the middle of the orchestra that features a jazz combo with keys and drums and upright bass, and so there'll be a couple numbers that just feature them and Ashley, and a couple pieces just with piano as well.
Now she's bringing someone else to sing duet stuff.
Yeah,
with her, right?
She sure is. His name is Jeff Packard, and he also has a great list of shows that he has been in. His career is great, known for his national tours with Phantom and Wicked, and so he's currently on Broadway in Matilda right now. Yeah, great voice, and they work well, so well together. So he'll be singing a couple of his own, and play his part in the love duets throughout the program. So, it's a great honor to have both of them.
Now, how does that work if he's currently in a production on Broadway and he has to fly to the middle of the country to do this show?
Well, and he pretty much is performing right up the last minute before he has to jump on a plane
really?
For us. Yeah. So, honestly, I don't know the technical demands of it. I assume that they get, you know, some time off here and there, but, you know, that's also part of the lucky part that we're able to take them away from their normal jobs throughout the country. The other unique thing about this program we really haven't talked about is that this program isn't a package deal. It was a program that we've been able to work back and forth and sort of construct for this concert.
So what you're saying is normally when somebody's out touring, they kind of give you a list of songs and you learn them.
Yeah, it's convenient. You know, you get the box in the mail and this is what we're going to be doing and here we go.
So you collaborated
with
Ashley on this?
Yeah, lots of collaboration and sort of creating from the beginning. You know, the Broadway Romance may seem like a common title, but it was our title, at least for this concert. And so the collaboration between the symphony and Jeff and Ashley was very important. And in fact, so much to the point where we actually had to have some special arrangements written in New York City for a couple of the tunes so that we could make it happen. So and the music, you know, each one of these performers does have their own libraries usually, but it also is not that uncommon that we have to borrow from orchestras. So we have about five or six different orchestras' music in the office. You know, we have some tunes from New York Pops and Indianapolis Symphony. So it's been a huge effort, but everything will come together on Saturday, and it's going to be something that you're not going to want to miss. Perfect night for everyone to enjoy.
Okay, so a custom-made
really
night
is.
Of romance.
That's
with,
right.
With a Broadway romance with Ashley Brown and Ryan Haskins, whom I've been talking to, and of course the rest of the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, plus some extra folks too. It all gets underway. Is it a 7:30 or is there a special show?
7:30 p.m., yep.
And that's Saturday night, Valentine's Day night at the Orpheum Theater. For FM 90, I'm Steve Smith.
I could cry salty tears. Where have I been all these years? Little wow, tell me now, how long has this been going on? Chills up my spine and some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? I feel that I could melt into heaven. world to kiss me once, then once more. Oh, what a dunce I was before. What a break, for heaven's sake. How long has this been going? I could cry salty tears.